Part 4. You will hear 5 short extracts in which 5 different people are talking about books on accountancy. For each extract, there are 2 tasks. For task 1, questions 21 to 25, choose from the list A to F the reason each speaker gives for buying the book. For task 2, questions 26 to 30, choose from the list A to F the outcome for each speaker of reading the book. You will hear the recording twice. While you listen, you must complete both tasks. You now have 40 seconds to look at part 4. Speaker 1.
I wasn't keen to buy the book because it was quite expensive and it seemed to focus on general tax issues, which I didn't really need. But I just carried out a risk analysis to do with changes in our production system and I was having difficulty writing it up. So when I saw that the book had a section on how to write that type of report, I bought it. Well, it's been a tremendous help ever since. It made it clear how to select material and organise it into a logical structure, and that has saved me a lot of time, even when I'm writing letters or emails.
Speaker 2.
The book was first recommended to me by a colleague 3 or 4 years ago when we were preparing to present our audit report to a key client. I didn't actually buy it then, but a couple of months ago I remembered his recommendation when we were working towards the acquisition of one of our competitors and putting together the relevant papers. So I decided to get the book, and I haven't been disappointed. In fact, I learned a lot from it that I felt I couldn't use in my present job. So I contacted a company which seemed likely to offer me greater scope, and I was taken on.
Speaker 3.
When I got hold of this book last year, I more or less dismissed it because it hardly mentioned the use of computer modeling for budget projection, which I thought was pretty poor in this day and age. I'd bought it on the recommendation of a colleague because she said it had a lot of material on tax law, which was an area I knew little about, but felt I ought to. Actually, I got so interested in it that I started to work on a comparative study of legislation in certain member states of the European Union. I'm hoping that I'll be able to get a job with the EU Commission before long.
Speaker 4.
My company is considering relocating our manufacturing base abroad, and a colleague wrote a report identifying some potential risks. She mentioned the possible impact on running costs, and I wanted to go into that in greater detail, which was why I bought the book. It contained a lot of very useful information, but much to my surprise, I found that I'd already thought of most of the points myself. So I realised that I must be better at my work than I'd imagined. It really made me think about my position within the company, and I've decided to apply for promotion next time something suitable comes up.
Speaker 5.
I was working for an electricity company. The previous management had bought property and companies abroad, but then there was a change of strategy and I was in a team responsible for selling them off. I needed to learn more about the potential effects on the business of doing that, so I bought this book. It's a comprehensive guide to the roles and responsibilities of accountants working in public utilities and was very useful, although the section on the legal aspects wasn't as good as I'd hoped. Anyway, I decided I needed a change and started a consultancy advising other utilities using the knowledge I'd acquired from the book.
Now you will hear the recording again. Speaker 1.
I wasn't keen to buy the book because it was quite expensive and it seemed to focus on general tax issues, which I didn't really need. But I just carried out a risk analysis to do with changes in our production system and I was having difficulty writing it up. So when I saw that the book had a section on how to write that type of report, I bought it. Well, it's been a tremendous help ever since. It made it clear how to select material and organise it into a logical structure, and that has saved me a lot of time, even when I'm writing letters or emails.
Speaker 2.
The book was first recommended to me by a colleague 3 or 4 years ago when we were preparing to present our audit report to a key client. I didn't actually buy it then, but a couple of months ago, I remembered his recommendation when we were working towards the acquisition of one of our competitors and putting together the relevant papers. So I decided to get the book, and I haven't been disappointed. In fact, I learned a lot from it that I felt I couldn't use in my present job. So I contacted a company which seemed likely to offer me greater scope, and I was taken on.
Speaker 3.
When I got hold of this book last year, I more or less dismissed it because it hardly mentioned the use of computer modeling for budget projection, which I thought was pretty poor in this day and age. I'd bought it on the recommendation of a colleague because she said it had a lot of material on tax law, which was an area I knew little about, but felt I ought to. Actually, I got so interested in it that I started to work on a comparative study of legislation in certain member states of the European Union. I'm hoping that I'll be able to get a job with the EU Commission before long.
Speaker 4.
My company is considering relocating our manufacturing base abroad, and a colleague wrote a report identifying some potential risks. She mentioned the possible impact on running costs, and I wanted to go into that in greater detail, which was why I bought the book. It contained a lot of very useful information, but much to my surprise, I found that I'd already thought of most of the points myself. So I realised that I must be better at my work than I'd imagined. It really made me think about my position within the company, and I've decided to apply for promotion next time something suitable comes up.
Speaker 5.
I was working for an electricity company. The previous management had bought property and companies abroad, but then there was a change of strategy and I was in a team responsible for selling them off. I needed to learn more about the potential effects on the business of doing that, so I bought this book. It's a comprehensive guide to the roles and responsibilities of accountants working in public utilities and was very useful, although the section on the legal aspects wasn't as good as I'd hoped. Anyway, I decided I needed a change and started a consultancy advising other utilities using the knowledge I'd acquired from the book.
That is the end of part 4. There will now be a 5-minute pause to allow you to transfer your answers to the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. The question papers and answer sheets will then be collected by your supervisor. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That is the end of the test.